Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Gas Comedy Podcast. It's me, Dusty Rich. I'm here with my friends. This is South Africa's stand-up comedy industry blah blah podcast. All about here and there, but mostly here. Brought to you by the wonderful people at CliffCentral.com. Wow, thanks, guys. Go to CliffCentral.com, get the app, and you can listen to this on the website as well. And tweet us at CliffCentral.com. Do that now.
Thank you very much, Dusty. And for all the comedy listings that the country has to offer, go to @GasComedy on Twitter or @GasComedy on Facebook.
The new weekly listings are available every week. Every Monday, we will post them all over the internet. You can email us at info@GasComedy to be added to the weekly gig listing guide. And then, you'll find out what you need to find out.
Cool, those were some sexy voices, and if you're listening for the first time, you don't know who they are. This is Dusty Rich, obviously. Let's go over to who are you?
This is Farhan Isat.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
That's an odd South African name.
I didn't get
name.
Well, not necessarily South African.
Exactly. And who are you, you pale bastard?
Thank you, I am Eric Janssen.
Eric Janssen is actually colored despite the melanin content of his skin.
I'm almost
He's actually
as white
a colored
as a
man.
Yeah.
Also known as Oom Duf. If you've ever if you hear some rumors out there of like Oom Duf, you should see Oom Duf, Oom Duf's small pale willy. then you know who it is. It's actually Eric's small pale willy.
Thank you, Dustin.
This is the Gas Comedy Podcast. We talk about comedy, stand-up comedy here in South Africa and around the world, but mostly in South Africa. So this is the spiritual first one. We've had
prequels.
Two or three of them.
That's right.
That came out on Wednesdays, but now we have this live slot that is on Fridays, but obviously you can listen to it whenever you want to. But this is the new slot for Gas Comedy, and it is insane. I have had three lines this morning of gluten.
Okay, you're gonna say Brie coffee, like just starting
three
down.
Lines of Brie coffee
and that sugar book.
Ready to go. I'm ready to go. Okay, so what we're gonna do on today's show is we have three things to talk about. But what we're gonna do first is talk about what is Gas Comedy. What are we trying to do? What is this and how is it gonna work? And then we're gonna talk about something else later. What do you want to talk about later, Farhan?
I just wanna, I guess, because people might not necessarily know us, so just talk a little bit about who we are.
Well, I don't know people, bro. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know them. Why do they need to know me? If you want us to know who you are, tweet in, and we'll figure out
who you are.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a give and take, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a give and take. So let's talk about Gas Comedy. What is it? Firstly, Gas Comedy is, this is a podcast, obviously. This is a talk show, if you will, with three comedians of varying degrees of experience in the comedic arts.
Yes.
But Gas Comedy is the only and the first nationwide gig listing of every comedy gig without bias to whatever comedy gang you belong to. This is every comedy gig in your area, so you can go and watch comedy and support South African comedy anywhere, and you could very well be the next maker of the next Trevor Noah.
Oh, yes.
Or the next Leon Schuster. And if you make the next Leon Schuster,
it better be a good one.
I will come back from the future like the Terminator and kill you and your family.
And your Schuster person,
whoever the next Schuster person is. So what is Gas Comedy? It is a website. Gascomedy.co.za. Go to that. It's also on Twitter, @GasComedy.
Yes.
And it's on Facebook, yes. Gas Comedy on Facebook. And you can go check out all the listings. New weekly listings come out every Monday on the website. And you can subscribe, and we'll send you a mailer if you're too lazy to clickety-click. That'll go to your email box, which is fun, because then you can go, you know what? I want to go check out that comedy gig in Braamfontein. But I'm white, and I'm afraid.
So I'll wait
Let
for the
me
one
hear
Mabaneng.
How it was.
It sounds a lot safer.
Mabaneng sounds safer. Mabaneng is safe for white people.
It
you
is,
need to know that out there.
Just two streets.
Getting there.
A street.
Yeah,
further,
yeah.
You are getting everything.
Follow the other white people.
In any other direction, and you
dude,
are
dude,
going to
follow
dude,
the other white people.
Dude,
follow the breadcrumbs. Follow the breadcrumbs to Mabaneng. What is it called? It's actually Mabaneng Street, right?
The precinct.
Or Mabaneng Precinct.
Fox Street.
Fox Street. Follow them to Fox Street.
Yeah.
And then you'll be safe. And you'll be beautifully taken care of by some hipster black people and some hipster white people.
Hipster colored people also.
And some hipster colored people. There's only two.
There.
Eric, do you go to Mabaneng?
Yeah, sometimes.
Which category do you fit in when you go there? Because you pale, brother.
He's the other.
Other. Ah, damn it, you stole my line.
Too slow,
I had one line.
Okay, and what do we want to achieve with Gas Comedy, Farhan? What do we want to achieve?
We want to get more people to come and see the amazing awesomeness that is South African stand-up comedy?
Because you can, if you want, go pay $1,000+ for a Kevin Hart ticket and see him 13 kilometers away from you. If not for the big screens, but you're so far away, they look like 32-inch screens in your bedroom.
And you know, like we hear that he's tiny, but I was so surprised. Bro. I felt like, you know, when a kid goes to a spur restaurant with his family, they bring that little seat that they put the kid on.
I felt
after his opening acts, they were going to raise the stage.
I want to talk about it. I want to talk about the show because only one of us went. That was you, Farhan.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I had opportunity to go, but I was waiting for something.
I had the illnesses. No,
don't get me wrong. I think Kevin Hart's a genius. Yeah, I think he's a successful genius. But I also think he's the new flavor. You know what I mean? He's the new Pryor, who's the new Eddie Murphy. Gareth was talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
Who's the new Rock, who's the new Tucker, right. Who's the new Hart.
Himself.
You know what I mean? It's, yeah.
If you were,
I'm excited for the next one.
Actually, if anyone's listening and went to the Kevin Hart show, tweet us, message us, let us know what you thought of the show.
Yeah.
Love to
know
your thoughts.
Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban.
Everybody,
he's done now.
Yeah, he's done.
So now he's going to go to some lion park and hopefully not get eaten out of his window.
Oh, well, I think he's already did. He posted like a face to face
with a lion.
Photo with
everyone
a lion.
Does.
Whoa,
it. Is that
shit.
Like
somebody took it like really seriously on my Facebook page. They shared it and they're like, "Yeah, this guy's buying our lions. Don't you guys have enough in your zoos in America?" And
Kevin Hart,
this Brazil comedian, and do
that's funny.
No one's gonna buy.
You know what the problem is though? Have you seen on Facebook this morning? Because let's not ignore the elephant in the room. Not you, Duncan. There is Duncan. He's the producer.
Yeah,
he's sitting quietly. Do you want to say hello?
Judging.
No, he said no. He doesn't.
Duncan, by the way, is such an old white guy name.
It is an old white guy name, but he's a trendy young black man with a beautiful beard.
Pressing buttons and
he looks like he looks like, you know, like you probably can't see him right now, or maybe you'll see him.
Yeah,
he looks
wait for the camera.
He looks like a producer. He looks like a producer.
There you go.
GoPro.
He looks like a producer
recording this history. Yeah, if you picture a producer right now,
that
wherever
is so
you
producist.
Are. So Kevin Hart was here. Jimmy Carr's going to be here in like in an hour.
Yes.
When is he?
The 8th of April, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah. So he's going to be here as well next week.
For like the 4th or 5th time I've seen him live.
And he's going to say something about apartheid again.
This
I don't know. That's what they do, humor, right? But all Americans come here and take pictures with our lions. That's pretty weird.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're just taking pictures. Some people,
but they're sending their lions here so that we can take photos with them. Shout out to Empire Season 2, which just got back on.
That's a good one.
You got
knowledge. This morning, man.
You got knowledge.
On 3 hours of sleep. That's right. That's how I roll.
Anna, but you try.
No, I can't share that on air. Like, why?
Because there might be a policeman listening.
That'll incriminate me completely.
Might be an actual. So if you are a policeman, something went down last night. And if you're wondering where that guy is, we don't know where he is.
We don't know who he is.
So I want to talk about, well, what was the Kevin Hart thing like? What was that like?
I thoroughly enjoyed
it. Was that the dome?
Yeah, it was the dome. I think something around like 12,000 people. He brought his own opening acts called the Plastic Cup Boys.
And how long were they on for?
Too long.
Boys.
No, it was great. Yeah, boys with a Z, or with the Z, if you'd like.
Yeah.
So
Def Jam comics.
Def Jam, very in your face style, very like sexual humor.
Yeah.
So the show was supposed to start.
It's
at
an
eight.
Old sex humor.
So they were
true.
In essence, they were raping you guys with your consent.
You say raping
tickets. Yeah. That,
we don't say raping
sexual.
On the show.
Okay, sorry.
We don't say raping on the show.
It was great. The Jew was silent.
April Fools. You didn't say rape. He said ripe.
Ripe, sorry.
Oh, it is April Fool's Day. By the way, before we carry on, I think we should just make a public service announcement.
This is real.
Because people think that April Fool's Day is a public holiday or a day dedicated to comedians. Let me just say it's the complete opposite because everyone else
thinks they're a comedian today. You know what the worst thing about it is? Have you been on Facebook? Like every effing idiot. We can swear this is clip fucking idiot. Every idiot on Facebook is like, oh, Messi's changing soccer sides and this soccer thing is changing.
Guys.
And this guy is, and Crocodile Dundee's alive again. And it's like, you're like, there's too many. We like all of them. East Coast Radio did some shit. Like it's
like such a retarded thing because
we know it's that day. Do you know what I mean?
They're telling us the president's gonna pay back the money. We're like, yeah, right.
He's actually got 40 days to do that. So.
Yeah, he does. Actually.
40 days starting on April Fool's Day. Who's our biggest April Fool? Jacob Zuma.
I feel for 40 days we should probably send him to the desert or something. That might
must fast.
That's biblical, bro.
Yeah,
John
the Baptist.
Yeah, but he might find he doesn't want to go to the desert because he might find Jesus. And that's apparently when ANC is ending. when Jesus comes
back. Yeah, when Jesus comes back, then there's no more.
I feel with his track record, weird. He'll probably find Jesus.
Ah,
you got that far back.
A lost Mexican. Just
no, Jesus is, Jesus is a Mexican Gupta.
Yeah. Okay, so just going back. So Kevin
Hart.
So
Kevin
the
Hart.
Opening guys were cool. The show started quite late at about 8:45.
Yeah.
The Plastic Cup.
Hart started at 8:45.
No, the show itself.
Oh, the entire show. Yeah, okay, yeah. Which was scheduled for?
For 8:00.
Oh, Americans.
But you know what it's like? No. South Africans. It was the traffic.
Oh, I see.
People getting into the venue.
Okay.
Hart came on, I'd say, at about 9:30 and did about an hour.
Yeah.
Really amazing. Like, yeah. Really, really good stuff.
Just funny.
Very funny.
Lots of South African material?
No.
None?
Hardly any. But at the end, he got very emotional. He was saying how lovely it was that he was finally in South Africa.
He got his own South African name, Kevin Mpo Hart.
Nah, Mpo, yeah.
Yeah.
I was that this morning, on the way in traffic, watching videos.
He got given his own name.
They probably gave him a passport or something as well.
Yeah.
No, world passport.
You know what we do to American comedians? Most Deaf.
Okay, so that was a shout out to Yasin Bey. Nice one, Eric.
Thanks,
nice
guys.
Or you guys might know him as Most Deaf.
Do you actually have a passport, Eric?
Most Deaf. Yeah, I have one. Fuck, I've been to China, fam.
Yo, you have recently.
Yeah,
actually.
Not recently. Fun. No, yeah, yeah.
Are you talking about Cyril Dean, bro?
No. The actual, the CBD of China.
The real China. Where the cell phones come from.
Yeah. So Kevin Hart said that he will definitely be coming back more. I think he even committed and said, next year you guys will see me. So I feel like it's the start
nice.
Of a...
That's nice. I actually prefer it, if you are an international comedian somehow listening to it, that you don't do South African material. Like, you know when they come and they try and do the Afrikaans?
Right.
They like purposefully will try and pronounce words, and I get it. It kind of gives us a little bit of a kick to go
the
like,
robots.
Oh, he's paying attention. But I also want to hear about your life. Yeah. I don't want to hear about my life. We have enough comics in this country doing
talking.
That.
But yeah. I feel that's like a comedy thing. Like if you're a comedian, so let's say one of us goes.
Don't get
overseas,
me wrong. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, we go overseas and you start talking about things that you notice there, and it's very much stuff that pretty much all international comics start talking about.
Yeah.
There is one guy that I feel has mastered that.
Yeah,
Griff.
Oh, Griff. Yo. But Griff is...
Shout out to Griff at 2 Trillionaire.
At 2 Trillion, yeah. Griff is a comedian that constantly features here in South Africa. And, can we call him international?
He's South African.
I think he's making it into Martin Davis territory.
Yeah.
Martin Davis.
Shout out Martin Davis,
who still goes by the name of like UK comedian. But I think he's been in South Africa longer than I have, and I've been here since I was born. So, is he your dad?
You know
what I
mean? Could be. Martin Davis and me got a little bit in common. So, I think it's nice when they come and say a few things, but like, don't do material. I want to hear about your life, Kevin.
Yeah.
Tell me about your tiny, tiny little life.
Yeah, no, I mean, he did. He didn't get caught up about the whole, oh my gosh,
it's
so crazy.
Does he talk about the Cat Williams thing at all?
No.
Do you think a lot of people know about that?
Cat Williams spoke about it himself, actually.
Oh, but Cat Williams speaks about it like it's his.
Cat Williams needs Jesus.
Let's do it. International comedy news. Cat Williams, Ari Spears, and there's another guy. I forget his name.
Have a real
beef with Kevin Hart.
Oh, really?
Like Cat Williams, who has been gradually losing his mind more and more.
Fighting kids.
But I read something interesting. They say that typically with like, especially like the American comedians leading up to their new specials or their new hour, they get a lot of drama going on.
Yo, see, look what happened to Cosby. He raped 52 women just for his
No, that was post.
What? We said rape again.
What are you doing?
April Fools. Someone needs to pull. Pull that rape out? Always gonna pull the rape out. I get that he would do that to Harper.
But you're saying he got in a fight?
He got in a fight with the 7th grader, which in America is what, like a 13-year-old?
Like those guys are huge. Like,
if
you watch the video, like the kid
Cat Williams
choked him
is small.
Proper. Because he punched the kid, and then the kid grabbed him and just choked him.
You can go Google that. You can go Google the video. It is hilarious. And apparently there's more to it.
Yeah.
There's more to it. Like a lot wasn't filmed, and they were busy basically roasting Cat Williams.
Yeah.
These like kids that were all taller than him, and then he took a cheap shot.
Yeah.
But do you think Cat Williams, because hate is a strong word, but it's probably appropriate. They don't like Kevin Hart. For a success reason, we've seen that in this country because we've got our own little Kevin Hart, don't we? Our own little success story, our own little record breaker.
Yeah.
Trevor Gumby. No. Yeah. Trevor Trevor Gumby breaks records. He does. He breaks all sorts of laws. Trevor Noah.
Who's, yeah.
And, you know, there were a lot of guys that there was the stealing material. There's those things come
David
out.
David Cowell. I did these jokes first.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to David Cowell.
Shout out David Cowell.
So, and I mean, some of that stuff, you know, you can actually see, you know, plausible reasoning behind all of it without getting too deep into it,
yeah.
You know, but at the same time it seems amplified because of the success level of the comedian that people are, and I'm using inverted commas, yeah, hating on. Oh, you guys are just haters. I hate, like, a lot of people say that, like a lot of people, like even in music, oh, you guys are just haters. No, you're shit.
There's
a lot of people saying it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not in Trevor's situation. Obviously, he must have some chops because he's made his way to the sky. So it doesn't it feel amplified when the person that's getting hated on is at the successful level that they are, and the people that are hating on the success level are like not at that level. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just seems amplified, and they're kind of like, no one remembers the people that fought Caesar. Do you know what I mean?
See, I was thinking it's remembered. Like getting heckled by like a street kid or something, because then you're like, yeah, that's fine, say those things.
But I have more money than
you.
Yeah,
but I mean, it doesn't.
I'm not calling Cat Williams a street kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he acts like it. That guy's wilding out, dude. Yeah.
No, street kids around the country are going, no, we do not associate with him.
Cat Williams.
Why are you bringing us down to that level?
Cat Williams, he put on the internet, he put out there that he wanted to challenge Kevin Hart.
Oh, that was funny.
Do you remember that? Yeah, like, remember it wasn't that long ago. It was like less than a month ago or something like this year, I think.
Yeah.
And he challenged him to like a comedy off, number one, which was like on stage or whatever, and then like sports. Like it was stand up and then like
croquet.
Yeah, it was like, it's, I think it was choice. Basketball, which made me laugh so much.
Because no, but they're both small, so
they're both tiny human beings. So
I feel
like
if either of them got a single basket, then they're like, you know, okay, what? you win.
Yeah,
do you know what, Kevin? Kevin, I doubt you're listening to this, but maybe it makes its way to your ears by some miracle. Do you know how funny that would be, dude? Like, if the two littlest guys in stand-up, like, you know what, Cat Williams? Let's do this.
Let's have a
basketball competition. And then, like, no one gets in.
A dunking competition.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. First one
saying
to dunk
that,
wins.
Saying that, bro, I have actually seen Kevin Hart. I think he was a guest at one of the, like, the jam competitions, NBA jam competitions or whatever they call.
Oh, it was dunk competition.
No, he did well, dude.
Did
he dude the No, he can't dunk, oh, man. He can't dunk without
a
trampoline. But three-pointers.
Was it the three-pointer one? Yeah, okay.
The three-pointer. Dude shoots, dude. I think he challenged like an NBA player to a 3-point shoot off, and he won. Kevin Hart won.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Like, big respect
See,
to that
not
guy.
Just comedy, so man.
That's why I think Cat Williams is all like, nah, maybe not. Maybe I'm just going to fight the seventh grader. I'm going to just practice, throw a couple
I'm
punches
gonna
at a child.
I'm going to practice on the same size as Kevin Hart, but I'm not going to do it to Kevin
That's
Hart.
That's hilarious, man. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in local news. Just read Deep Fried Man has come out with a new show that came out yesterday.
Oh, yes.
It was launched out yesterday. Deep Fried
Shout
Man.
Out Deep Fried. Yeah.
In Good Taste. I believe it's called. That's a Wax project. So that
so
check out
that's
press
coming
for
up
that.
In Johannesburg, right?
Yeah, I don't know the actual dates, but we'll obviously have that on the Gas Comedy today listing.
And speaking of like top tier comedians, Nick Rabinowitz in Cape Town is doing a show called Power Struggle.
Power Struggle, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Nick always comes Baxter out with some theater. Really nice South Africanism humor because he's got a great angle, man. He can speak also. Is that right?
Is there a click in Xhosa?
Xhosa.
Yes,
well, Xhosa. Yeah, Xhosa. Good he speaks
He's a Jewish Xhosa guy.
Yeah. Which is that's his shtick. But that's rad.
That's his shtick.
That's his rad. That is rad. He's the Johnny Egg of stand-up.
See, I think non-black people, that's the problem. We put clicks where there's no clicks.
Yeah. Nah, is an actual word.
Yeah,
nah.
That means I'm fine. Thank
does
you.
Does it, in which language?
In colored.
What is no?
It's not a language. Oh, it's just like, we say nah.
I know, but yeah, I mean, but colored is, I mean, someone needs to write that dictionary. Especially
for
white people.
I'm going to start. And then I'm going to, like, do the things. And then you guys can read it.
You're going to start, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to do the read.
Okay, Duncan is showing me something on screen. I don't know what that is.
What is that, Duncan?
What have you just shown me on screen, Duncan? Nothing. Okay. He just showed me pictures of him naked.
Ah, Duncan, why?
Just showed me pictures of his producer, Willie. It's a nice size. No wonder you can push all those buttons. two hands Jesus. And a nice little...
He knows how to handle the knob. Producer.
What? Right, so I reckon we're going to have a little break, go to a little track. Duncan, you want to play some music for us?
We
completely let Duncan handle the playlist, right, on the show. Like, I don't even say a single thing. So if the music is good, bad, you need to give it up for Duncan.
I feel like it's going to be a good one.
I feel like too.
Oh, yes.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Eric!
So.
Go, give us the info.
Me. Yes, so guys, don't forget to tweet at Gas Comedy and at CliffCentral.com. Don't forget to go to the website, gascomedy.co.za, and email us. Let us find you and email you back, info@gascomedy.co.za as well. You'll get the listings once we have them. And be in the loop with all the comedy happening in the country. Back to you, Dusty.
Thank you, Duff. You don't have to say back to me. We're across the table.
I want to say back to you.
Not in a different... back to you, 23 meters away from me.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, cool. You know what we should do? Because there might be some new listeners. There might be some old listeners. There might be some young listeners. Like if you're a baby and you have to listen to this because your mom's listening to it.
Or Punch.
Yeah,
by youngest. Shout out to Punch. Comedian.
Well, current. 16. Yeah. No, 17.
16. No, he's turning 17 in 2 weeks.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
He's a child. I'm actually giving him a lift to a gig tonight because apparently he can't drive.
Yeah.
What a loser.
You know.
That guy needs to get his life together, honestly. Seriously. 16 and he can't drive? Well, let me tell you something, Punch. I was driving when I was 3.
I feel bad for his brother, though, because his brother has to chaperone him to every single gig.
Yeah. What, is his brother older?
A little bit older.
Not a little bit. He's like quite a few years older. He's older than me. He's
really?
Like 23.
And you're
something.
An uncle.
Yeah. I'm already an uncle.
Oh, you're not a father, so that's
No.
A good
yeah, that's
well,
a good
that
thing.
You know of.
Oh, shit. No, yeah. I'm still on that V trip. But anyway, that's another story. That's another story.
Ladies.
But yeah, fresh blood right here.
Really?
We'll get on to that.
That's
a whole other show.
That's another show waiting.
So let us actually talk about that. You bring up a good point. Let's talk about ourselves. Let's do that for the new listeners.
Something that comedians do all the time.
Yeah, but I want them to know that do we have pedigree to do this? You know, do we have skill to do this? Do we have information to do this?
Right.
Are we qualified to do this? Because there are too many people in this country that aren't qualified to do jobs that they're doing. Shout out to Jacob. not Zuma.
No, obviously not Jacob.
Works
that
at
guy
KFC.
That
guy's not qualified.
Gravy,
just shitting in gravy constantly.
Who does this?
That's not how you
cook
years. Chicken.
Come
Jacob.
On. Jacob.
But it's what gives it that amazing color and consistency.
Dude, I am never eating at that restaurant ever again. It shall not be
restaurant
made.
Is a big word for KFC.
Well, whatever it is.
The franchise.
That was when I heard that, dude, because I've had gravy in Pretoria. I don't know which one it is, but I've had gravy in Pretoria. So, yeah, I'm feeling a bit blah.
Feces.
Species. Right. Me. Let's go from the bottom. Let's go from the bottom up.
Wow.
Eric.
Really? Putting me on the spot like that?
So so this podcast consists of 3 comedians.
Yes.
And there are 3 different levels of their career. By no means at the top or at the bottom or whatever those terms are. They're just at 3
like
different levels. Eric.
So yes,
you are
such
a
nice way of putting it.
Thank you.
You are
a
child.
I feel a lot better now. Yeah, I'm the child in this group. Like, I've only been doing this for a year.
Even though you look like an old uncle.
You look like a Benjamin Button.
Doing guys, shut up. Let me do my thing. I've been doing this for a year, 10 months. Started when
you're
a
year 10
counting measure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
you like
still
that
on
kid
that
who's
track.
Like, I'm 16 and a half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm still the kid in the group. Yeah, I've been doing it, but yeah, it started early. Started emceeing gigs at school, and then I was always that guy. You know, the guy that makes announcements like, sorry guys, this person is sick in the toilet. We're going to need 5 minutes. And they're like, tell us a joke. And then I was like, okay, here's a joke. And then they'd love the joke. And then
do you remember any of the
this.
Jokes you did?
You know those ones
were
that you got in
jokes?
The U magazines on the Chuckles page.
Anything I saw on U magazines about disfigured old ladies telling their story.
This is weird. Yeah, so that's how it started. And since then I just thought to myself, you know what, comedy is dope. I can make people laugh. I like seeing people happy. And
that's your motivation.
That's my motivation.
Your motivation is like seeing people happy.
If I can be happy, why can't
then why the fuck didn't you become a drug dealer?
No. That's a dangerous career path.
Which drug? Because that's important.
Weed, man.
You see, weed doesn't make people happy.
It does.
No, it makes them docile.
It makes them lazy and hungry.
Makes them docile, which is a form of happiness.
Depends on the strain.
And it is also because
does depend on the strain. It puts on your heart. Don't smoke weed.
I couldn't get my hands on LSD and shit, so I was
that escalated.
I'm kidding.
See, that's not how you take it. You put LSD in your mouth. That's your problem. You've been just putting your fingers on LSD trying to get high. That's your problem, man. Don't do marijuana. If you are listening as a teenager, don't do drugs in front of your parents. Do it behind their backs. Do it.
I love that.
Do it.
Or steal their stash, because then what are they going to go? Like, you stole my weed? They're not going to say that.
You're not going to steal your parents' drugs. Yeah.
You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs.
Yeah,
so
you hear that.
Yeah, it's
you listen to that, you children.
Yeah.
And if you are going to do drugs, do the ones your probably gay guidance counselor has told you should do.
You got to warn us when you do that dunk.
I panicked. What just
happened? Just put your hand up and shit.
I was looking at the door. Yeah. I thought someone came in. I was like, is Mr. Garrison here?
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, that's me. And
so where do you want to go with your career? What do you want to do?
I want to just go places doing comedy, man.
Right now you're an open spot, and we have discussed this on the show, but we will just reiterate, an open spot is a new act.
I'm doing it for free.
Five minutes, 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah, I can do 12, but I'm not allowed.
And
to.
Normally people hate you.
Yeah, people don't give a fuck about my life. People just laugh at me for 7 minutes. Yeah. At me, not with me.
Well,
I'm funny looking on top of
you. You need to give yourself a bit more credit. I mean, we gigged last night in Monte Cassino, and you did really well.
That is,
thank you, guys are so special.
This is nice. Thank you for on that.
You've seen his pale little white willy.
He paid me to say that. I'm not even gonna lie.
You couldn't keep a straight face at all.
Yeah, cool. So. On to Ferrano.
No, we're still on you.
What do you mean? Okay, cool. What else would you like to know?
So you've written 5 to 7 minutes.
A lot of times.
And that's what you roll with. And then you will progress to a 15-minute set one day.
Yes.
And that is called the support slot.
Yes, that is.
And you want to be, that's your goal, to get into the support slot.
The next one. Like it's a gradual.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you also want to get paid.
Yes, getting paid would be amazing.
Get paid to tell jokes.
Petrol and food is expensive.
Yeah, and
because I don't do.
You live in a retarded area.
Yeah, I live in Rega Park, guys. I left home at like 5 o'clock this morning to be here. So
Rega Park sounds like it had another name.
It did. It was Sturtonville before,
and then it got downgraded to junk status.
Yeah, it was.
And then, what
Moody's
was it before?
Shout out to Moody's.
Sturtonville.
Sturtonville
was.
Is
the name
that what? Is that the? Was that the was name the, that shall not be named
under the apartheid? No, it was just changed because people.
Hey, like, we don't say two things on the show. Rape. And apartheid. Because they're the same thing.
Sorry. Oh shit. Yeah. So it was changed. I don't know why it was changed though. I should actually read into that. But it had to do with because people like got sick of saying Sturtonville, I think.
And so they decided to now say Rega Park.
Rega Park sounds a lot nicer.
Does it?
Yeah.
Rega Park sounds like you have bronchitis.
Yeah. You getting sick while saying the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
So that's good. You're going to be the boy that came out of Rega Park and ended up in New York City.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Fucking dope.
That's
you.
Cool. You ended up in New York City. Did you just get inspired?
I'm going
to
do that.
I'm lying. You're going to amount to nothing.
No, fuck you. I'm going to go to New York.
No, you're going to end up in Brooklyn.
No.
Pretoria.
Ah, that's worse.
You're going to end up.
I was there last weekend.
You're going to end up in Maine. In New York City, in Maine, which is kind of like.
How
funny would that be? Upgrade to like the Rega Park of
Detroit. I'm kidding.
Hey, Detroit's badass, man. I want to go there.
Yeah, I can shoot.
Doesn't what's the name come from there? Griff is in Detroit.
No idea.
No idea. Shout out to Griff.
Shout out to Griff again.
Damn, we got 2 trillion. Two shout outs.
That's 4 trillion shout outs.
Right,
shit.
Let's move up. Let's move up a level to Faran Issa, who's not even South African.
I like how you guys always bring this up.
He's not even satisfied.
But I'm legal.
Yeah, he is legal.
We've seen his papers. I saw them last night.
When you showed him your willy.
Yeah.
Show me your papers, I'll show you my willy.
And then he said the nice things and was like, yeah.
Cool. And so, Faran, you are a foreigner that came to our shores to follow your dreams.
That sounded horrible.
Yeah, kind of. So, like, there weren't much opportunities, like, growing up. I finished my high school education, came down Cape Town, went to UCT. Did a degree that I used for a couple of years that didn't really
What
help.
Is that degree?
A business science degree.
You can still use that.
Yeah, I still, to some extent.
Yeah.
It doesn't help with the gags, though.
No, I mean, there's gags in everything. You got to find them, man.
Like, even the idea of having a degree called business science, because business
it's
is not a science.
But
business
it's hilarious like because I can imagine you doing experiments with money.
Yeah, like in a lab with chemicals. Yeah. Going, oh my God, we've created a closed corporation.
Oh my God.
Which you can't anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, we know business.
Yeah, that's all well done, Dustin.
We know business, man.
So then I did my time in Cape Town. Yeah. Got hired, moved up to Joburg. I was in the corporate world for about 8 years.
You still have a very corporate skill level in terms of organization, which is desperately needed in our corporation, which is Gas Comedy.
Right.
So we thank you for it.
And about 3 years ago, courtesy of Jason Goliath,
Jason Goliath, shout out to Jason Goliath.
Yeah, I jumped on stage for the first time. So that was 3 years ago. And professionally, I've been doing comedy for about a year and a half.
And professionally means earning money enough to have a rent.
Yeah, well, I think last time we said like a minimum wage at least.
Minimum wage at least.
But now it's going well.
And what are your goals?
So at the moment, I'm a support act. Goals, I think I definitely want to get to a point where I'm putting out one-man shows. I have a following, people that are interested in seeing me.
One-man shows is such an interesting concept.
Yeah. If you're listening, or if you're interested actually on that, Simi Arif has a podcast out. We'll plug it more at the end.
Yeah, we will.
But his latest episode, they talk quite a bit about that.
About getting into one-man shows and stuff?
Yeah, and I know, yeah.
And you can obviously get hold of us. Remember, cliffcentral.com.
Yeah,
go download the thing.
Yes, so comedy, you can listen plug.
Duncan just put it up on my screen. That's why I
said. Nice, thank you.
Twitter is cliffcentral.com. CliffCentral.com, not .com, CliffCentral.com.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Facebook is Cliff Central, and you can check us out on WeChat. You can chat to us on WeChat on Cliff Central. Do that now. If you're on WeChat right now, talk to us right now. And also go download the app so you can listen to it really easy. We're going to go into a song, apparently, because Duncan's there's an instrumental in the background here. Do you hear that, or is that just in my head?
I hear something.
On some young Khadija shit, and I'm checking for the commas on some English teacher shit, little bitch.
Get no fuck shit. We don't get no
little bitch. What a great, I mean, that's such a cool last thing to say on a track.
But it's great. The track is called Commas, right?
Fuck up some commas.
About punctuation.
Is that what this song is about?
Means upset, you fucked up a comma.
This song is about grammar.
Yeah, this is a grammar track.
That is hilarious.
I love that. Educating the youth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of something cool last night, like on an edit, and I'm going to perform it tonight, talking about like how Zim education is so good. Like they teach people things that are practical. Yeah. Like, oh, McDonald had a farm. He had a farm. It's gone.
He doesn't have the farm
no
anymore,
more. But
it's
he had.
It's owned by the
now. That's a great guy. So Farhan, we were with you before we went to the young little bitch
track.
punctuation.
Fuck up the full name is fuck up some punctuation. Fuck up some commas.
What are commas?
Like literally actual like commas
like I had a shop, comma, it was dope, comma, that, like, fuck
you
up
just
some commas.
That's what these
no, but I feel
up.
like he can't be saying that when he actually probably has commas. When you can hear when he's singing.
Yeah, exactly. No,
but, at the same time, he's like, okay, guys, don't, commas are important. Let's fuck them up. Like, he's not exactly
he's
using.
Like, no,
I think it has a monetary reference.
Fuck, man. Dude, I am so white and you're so Indian.
Thank you.
Wow. You're so confusing. Like, are you black? What is the deal, man?
I'm other.
Stop you heard this.
Dude, stop.
Somebody wait.
Stop confusing white people, bro.
Someone at the box on Sunday referred to him as the real day walker.
Shout out to Pop Pops.
No, it bums me out, though, because we white people need to put everyone in boxes, and I don't know what box to put you in.
He actually called me a yellow bone albino.
That is bright, dude. You are glow in the dark. Damn. A yellow bone albino. Sure, Bert. You are the new sun. I'm getting burnt just sitting near you.
Talking shit.
I need some Eric cream.
Ah,
I need some Worm Dove cream.
He's the reason why you see guys at clubs wearing sunglasses.
He might be here and he's in a burn out.
You're walking around fucking up all the disco lights.
Have you got that effect, Duncan?
I got it. We'll plug it in next week. We'll plug it in. I got it. But I don't know how to use the desk. I'm learning to use the desk this week. So.
Ah,
there we go.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the, every time Worm Diff, that's how Worm Diff farts. Right, we were speaking to you before.
Please go
so, so one man shows.
Yeah, and
you want to do that?
And I think for me, you know, I've been fortunate. I performed in Zim whenever I go back. I spent some time in Italy. Got to perform
with
there
Mr. Carl Joshua Mube,
who's actually opening
Shout
up a comedy club in Zimbabwe.
I believe so, which is called the Carl Joshua Mube
comedy club. That's right.
Which is a long name.
That's a long ass name for a comedy club.
So if you are listening, Carl, and you probably are, because that guy's hungry and he eats a lot of comedy, which I respect so
but
much.
But I think. He's doing it right because he's well known in Zimbabwe. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say. Is like you. I mean, you got to use if you are in Zimbabwe and you're opening up a comedy club, which is super unique. You better have some power behind it. Do you know
that's
what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
So very
well,
big
lucky.
Ups. Very big ups.
So I think
I'm gonna come perform there.
Yeah, I think
I'm gonna come there.
It'd be great.
I'll probably get arrested.
No, I think you'll be fine.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. I think there's certain things that you obviously don't talk about, but other than that.
Like what? Robert.
What's Mugabe? Don't.
Robert.
You'll go.
Robert. That guy's. Off. That guy, man. Robert is healthy, man. That guy, I mean, he's how old is he right now?
81, 82.
Dude, and he's
still I actually met him. That was probably one of my first speaking gigs. I got to speak at the 21st February movement. That was his birthday. I think it was like 1995.
How young were you?
Yeah,
how
I was old in grade, was I was in grade
like
six.
79.
What did you talk about at that age?
I was talking about
a Pokemon.
No, we didn't get those in Zimbabwe. Those,
oh, shit.
No, I got a Mugabemon.
No, I was representing the youth of Zimbabwe. Yeah. So talking about that. Yeah.
And what did you say? Dear Mr. Robert Mugabe, we're fucked.
No. Remember, 95, things were still cool then.
Yeah.
Things
were still cool. People always, they jump on this bandwagon about this. Robert Mugabe, what a piece of shit. Do you know that he was a struggle hero? That guy fought for independence of Zimbabwe. Like, everyone, like, I mean, he's been around since before that time, so.
That's funny. He fought for independence and now dependence.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, absolute power corrupts absolutely. But this is not a political show. Yeah. This is a comedy show. Remember when Robert Mugabe tripped? We'll put that picture.
That picture's funny.
I like how everyone photoshopped the shit out of it.
You,
like, you can't be famous. You can't be famous and do dumb shit anymore because we will Photoshop your ass. So you want to do a one-man show?
Yeah.
You got a name for it?
Be cool. I've got several names.
Tell me one of some of your favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second.
What, are you going to pull it up?
I don't. I've got a list. Like, I've been maintaining.
Damn, you actually have a list?
I'm just going to call mine Other. Like, meet the
I'm
going to
call Other.
Just Other.
Oh, that's actually funny. That's funny. I like that. Mine's going to be called Free Beer.
That's dope. Welcome to Free Beer.
No, mine's going to be called, you know what I'm going to name my first one-man show? Dusty Rich and then Big Trevor Noah.
Okay, so can I fire some names?
Please do.
No Action Man.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Make Laugh, Not War.
Oh, that's cute.
Afro-Asian.
that's obscure when they see you.
Not to be confused with the weave. I mean, Closet Heterosexual.
That's funny. Yeah. I might like that one. That one might be winning for me.
Yeah.
Putting the om in comedy.
Too obscure, but I like it. I like it.
Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah, that's too. Closet Heterosexual is winning by a mile.
Yeah, I agree.
Why is that in the middle?
Weapons of Mass Laughter.
No. Super gay. That sounds like Russell Peters. That sounds like Russell Peters would do that.
Cut from a different cloth.
I like that. Damn. I like that. But that's leaning a little bit to material.
That sounds material. Yeah.
And you don't want to be confused with some other Indian comics.
Especially the Doctor Variety.
Yes. From Cape Town.
Yeah.
Because.
I actually don't know who you're talking about.
Riyad Musa.
Right. Fuck, man. Never mind. It's fine. Shh. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Dusty.
What, were you going to do something?
No, I was going to be like, yeah, it starts.
I just wanted you to spell that out because there were people out there going, who is he talking about?
You guys know Riyad Musa, the doctor?
So what are we liking? We're liking Closet Heterosexual.
Closet Heterosexual is winning. If you have an opinion on that and you're listening, you can tell us.
But why? Wait, why No Action Man? Please.
No, that's for another show.
No, explain.
No,
that is for another show. Literally. Okay, then we're coming up to 10 minutes now. I am Dusty Rich. I do stand-up comedy and have been doing stand-up comedy since the first time I ever got up on stage was 2009, which feels 7,000 years ago now. But the difference between me is I started doing stand-up comedy in Durban, which is like we had one gig a month if we were lucky. And my first year, I probably only did like 8 or 9 gigs.
Wow.
It was ridiculous. It's really, really bad. But now things in Durban are popping.
Yeah, that's right.
They are popping. So, back then, so that's where I started. And then we used to do tours up to Durban. Me, Jem Atkins, and Gareth Woods.
Tours up to Durban?
Tours up to Joburg, excuse me. It was fun. It was fun. We got to know a lot of comics and feel a lot of the styles and stuff. Durban is so hard to do stand-up that you develop this skin. That when you come up here and dying was like, whatever.
Is it all the tattoos, that skin?
That's, I had to actually tattoo over the skin because it was so sexy. And
I actually remember seeing you for the first time at the legendary Comedy Underground at Cool Runnings.
Yeah, man. And we only did that place like twice.
And I used to go like religiously, like every week. That's probably one of the reasons why I started doing comedy.
A lot of comics have come out of watching at Cool Runnings.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of those guys. And you definitely performed, and I was like,
yeah,
this guy has got something.
His weirdness.
Yeah, I was like,
I've been doing kind of open for the Trevor Manuels, the Trevor Goombies, the Trevor.
Noah's.
Trevor Noah's. I've opened for all of them. And, yeah, just forging a comedy career as we go. But, I mean, we'll talk more about ourselves all the time coming up on the show.
If you were a music genre, I think we've spoken about this. Yeah, what would you describe yourself as?
Acid pop rock. Jazz.
Acid pop rock.
Classic. I don't know, dude. I don't know. Yourself? You R&B as a motherfucker.
I'm what?
R&B as a motherfucker.
Soul.
Soul R&B. Yeah, you sure. Smooth as fucking chocolate creeping uphill.
This is getting really creepy. I really don't feel comfortable.
I'm about to say,
why are your pants
you think those are sexual?
And Jansen, what do you think? What do you think you're into?
I'd be like an EDM house music slash.
Damn, bro, you fucking Bonnie was a dinosaur from our imagination. This is the genre of music that Eric is. This is the genre right here. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. That's literally the genre you are.
Spot. Don't worry, you'll get to a genre at some point.
Okay, wrapping up. Do a quick plug for me. Who do you want to plug this week?
Can I plug myself?
Yes, you can.
I am
plug
performing
yourself.
At Parker's Monte Casino, Parker's Comedy and Jive.
If you're listening
tonight
live,
is
that's
Friday, the 1st of April. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
Come through. It's going to be a great show. We've
always
got
fun.
Vittorio Leonardi emceeing, yeah. Eureka Nkesi, who's up from Cape Town, and the absolutely enigmatic Mark Banks.
Fuck, yeah, enigmatic. Yeah, what a word. Yeah. Cool. What do you want to plug?
Wait, before I plug, Tabiso, open spot, Tabiso Mtlongo, shout out. He just gave a suggestion. Do your closet homosexual. Here's a weird one.
No, heterosexual.
Heterosexual.
Hey, yeah, get it right. You just ruined the whole thing.
Like, come on now. What's the
matter? I'm kidding. Oh, fuck,
what
I fucked it up. Sorry. He said Farhan Wild. No.
Farhan Wild.
Yeah, fuck it.
Thank
you
for listening, though.
Cool. Yeah, thanks, Tabiso. You are a legend. Plugging, no, I don't really have anything to plug.
Plug Simi's podcast.
Just the podcast. Yeah,
yeah, you plug
listen
Simi's
on somebody's. Listen to it on SoundCloud, on iTunes as well. You can check it out. It's
Simi Arif.
Simi Arif. Listen on somebody's. Yeah.
Do it.
Africa's.
Do it.
It is
what,
great. Is it?
What did he say? Africa's eight.
Eighth
best podcast.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
We're coming.
Where are you plugging?
I am plugging a secret
aside
cake.
From Heidi.
What? I'm plugging
a secret
Shout out
Heidi.
Shout out to Heidi. I'm plugging a secret gig. It's soft openings of the Goliath. It's soft openings of the Goliath Comedy Club this weekend.
Yes.
There are actually shows happening there.
Yes.
Roast Cafe in Goliath Melrose.
Eat the food.
So you can go there.
Yeah, you can catch me there.
Shut up.
So don't go there tomorrow.
Don't go there tomorrow.
If you want to see the most luminous.
So go check that out. But at the end of the month, there will be the full opening, the media opening of the Goliath Comedy Club
comedy
at the
experience.
Goliath Experience in association with Comedy Central at the end of the month.
They
so go check that out. We will be back next Friday. Remember, cliffcentral.com to get the app to listen to us all the time. Cliffcentral.com on Twitter.
No, cliffcentral.com.
CliffCentral.com on Twitter, CliffCentral on Facebook, and you can also tweet us at Gas Comedy.
Gas Comedy.
You can
on
Facebook,
Facebook
at Gas Comedy.
And
you can
info at gascomedy.co.za.
And www.gascomedy.co.za for Monday, you will get your entire country's gig listing. That's right, the entire country except Limpopo. I'm joking, you'll be there too. Thank you very much, as usual. Eric, final words?
Thank you. For listening to the first one, if you were listening. And,
first, fourth one.
Away. Wormduff says thank you. And yeah, sharp. Thank you.
Farhan.
It's the beginning of the second quarter of the year, so good time to reflect, plan ahead, be safe out there. Have a good one.
And my name's Dusty. Go fuck yourself.
This is CliffCentral.com.